2 weeks ago, a team of scientists announced they'd cloned a dozen cows that lack the gene responsible for creating the mutant prions that cause mad cow disease, also known as bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE. A South Dakota company that genetically engineers cows to produce antibiotics and other medicines sponsored the research. UW-Madison prion researcher Judd Aiken says scientists accomplished the same thing a decade ago by cloning mice that lacked the same prion-producing gene.
This is, in essence, the same sort of thing, obviously in a different and very relevant species in cattle.
But Aiken says the new cloned cows aren't likely to become hamburger, and therefore won't prevent people from getting the human form of mad cow disease known as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. He says it's just not cost-effective to clone an entire herd of beef cattle. The author of Mad Cow USA, Madison-based investigative journalist John Stauber, agrees. He says the new prion-free cows will primarily benefit the pharmaceutical industry.
These companies are very worried about mad cow disease in the U.S. and their inability to be certain that drugs they make from cattle blood won't transmit mad cow disease, but it has little basis in the real world of meat production.
Stauber says the only way to stop the spread of mad cow disease among beef and dairy cattle is to enforce the ban on feeding slaughterhouse waste to cattle. Stauber says the U.S. is still not doing that as effectively as Japan and Europe. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.